So in a couple of years from now, you'll be able to sequence your own genome for $1,000, probably less if you negotiate a bargain with the sellers. What does it mean? I mean that everybody, so we have our own genomes, and this capacity is expected to completely change our understanding of biology and even medicine. I mean, for instance, when you want to go see a doctor, you want for him to cure your disease, not to cure the disease in general. And having your genomes will enable us to design specific drugs specifically for you. But the genomes look like that. That's a huge amount of data, and we don't know how to organize this stuff. And the first task is to annotate it and find where are the specific units in these genomes. So they call the annotation. But even though, when you have that, what can you do? Because know where are these units, where are the genes, doesn't tell you how the full cell or your organism is working. So the real goal is build up from these genomes, this sort of model, where we piece up all these genes together in a model where you can see that each molecule has a specific function and see how they build a system where they interact together, making a living organism. And you can see that all these different blocks here in different colors represent one genes, one molecules. And why do they have some specific function, very specific function that can achieve something functional and useful for you, is through structure. The key to understand this gene and all your cell behavior is structure. And that's the goal of my lab. We have this huge amount of data. You cannot treat them experimentally one by one and analyze all genomes. We need computer to treat this data. We need computers to automatically compute this structure and see how this structure works together. More importantly, you want to see that when you observe a mutation, a very small change in your genomes, why does it mess up the structure? And then it creates a disease, and so on. And so that's in my lab. We're building this algorithm using mathematical model, physics, algorithmics, computer science, and of course biology, to analyze these genomes, recreate the structure, understanding all they are functional. So if you have any question, you can email me or talk to me after.